Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. What's going on, everybody? It's your boy Armand. I'm sorry I'm late, but we are back live with another video, okay? Listen, welcome, everybody. I'm glad you guys are here. It's been a while, right? I feel like, you know, once we're gone like 2 to 3 days, it's like, where the hell have you been? Where have I been? I've missed you guys. We haven't been on this side in a while. Now, today's stream is going to be just a little bit different because I am using some different software, which I don't know why I chose to do use new software for this stream when I knew this probably was going to be a crazy live. So if some shit fucks up, some shit shuts down, we will get through the show, okay? This is my first time actually using this software. All right? So, but welcome. Welcome to the show. I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to end this one. Okay. And we're just going to do that one. Okay. All right. So, all right, everybody. How's everybody doing? Listen, it was a lot going on over the weekend. You know, Nicki Minaj, T.I. opened up his new little trap house museum and, you know, gave Cardi B and Nicki Minaj half a throne. And then Cardi B went on a rant about YouTubers. Yes, she went on a rant about YouTubers. So it was a lot going on. So you know that I have to come over here and give you guys my opinion on both of these things. A lot of you guys have been asking me to talk about this half a throne situation. And a lot of you guys have been asking me to talk about her throwing shade at these YouTubers. All right, hopefully that sounds better. All right, so with that being said, I first want to start off by saying, you know, a lot of people were in my comments just saying, well, Armand, she wasn't talking about you. Why are you using Cardi B? Why are you talking about Cardi B? Well, I just can't. Help but think that she was talking to at least me for one of the statements she made. She said she was not talking about Tasha K. So I'm sure there's a lot of YouTubers that talk about her, but however, here at this show, I want to put some things in perspective for those people. I did interview her best friend Schemo. She also had another one of her best friends or friends, you know, that lady that always used to call in and try to debate me on her. She called in several times, and I think Cardi B told her to stop calling into the show because she's since stopped calling into the show. And I know that they have some kind of connection because Cardi B follows her on Instagram. Also, I interviewed Summer Bunny, which is Offset's mistress, and I know she's seen that video for a fact. And, you know, not for nothing, the Barty Gang and the Barbs are all over my Instagram. So I know that messages are getting relayed back and forth. So I kind of felt like a hit dog who's about to holler. And like I've been telling you guys this for the last 2 or 3 weeks, you know, some of you guys may think like I'm tripping, but every time I end up doing a live on her, she ends up doing some type of post or she goes live in the middle of the damn live. I'm like, this shit is weird. And then I got some inside information and she was upset with somebody. So, excuse me. I had a good time yesterday. Thank you guys for all liking my picture on the community tab. No, this is absolutely water today. All right, so let's get into it. A lot of you guys probably haven't even seen the clip. I'm going to play you guys the clip, and then we're going to talk about it. I'm going to address her first, and then we'll talk about T.I. and this museum and the situation. Okay? All right, so let me see. Let me see. Like I told you, I'm using this new software. All right, let's get into some things. Okay. Now, I really felt she was talking about me when she was talking about her being a trash rapper. But let's talk about it from the beginning. Now, I don't know if she was talking about me or not, because she didn't say any names. But, you know, I am going to speak because I am one of those YouTubers that do talk about her. And here's my issue with this. You can be frustrated with the YouTubers, but I don't like when a lot of these artists only see and hear what they want to hear when it comes from these YouTubers. But we'll get into that in a second. But first of all, bitch, ain't nobody paying you. I don't understand why people feel the need to want to be in the YouTubers' pocket so much. Motherfuckers always counting what YouTubers make it like. Stay out of the YouTubers' pockets. Like, niggas is so nosy. They always want to be in the YouTuber pockets. Like, stay out the YouTuber pockets, please. For the life of me, I wish people would mind their business that pays them, because I mind the business that pays me. That's part of what I do. So that's annoying. But you're not getting paid. You're not getting paid. And here's the thing for me. I never not said that Cardi B wasn't a hot commodity. I said, if anything, she's one of the hottest commodities, if not the hottest commodity that's out right now. However, that is fading slowly. And I'm noticing she goes on these rants because she wants the press to talk about her. So it seems like she needs a little press, and she knows the YouTubers are going to do it. And the YouTubers are going to talk about her because, yeah, she does garner views. But no one said that she didn't. That we wouldn't be talking about you if you were not a hot commodity. I don't think anybody is afraid to let you know that you're a hot commodity. And I got to speak for myself on this, because I know for a fact that she has seen some of my videos and told people not to call into the show anymore. Here's the thing, Cardi. I don't have an issue with you per se. Now, I did have an issue with you a while back because you did a show up in Dallas, and I didn't feel you, because the show you did up in Dallas, I didn't like how you were late, number one. But then when you were late, you were outside and you were just like, oh, let me hurry up and do my set and so I can get out of here. Let me get my money and let me just go. Like, I didn't like that. I was like, oh, you know what? I thought she was this humble, like, girl, but it seemed like very, very much so, like, let me get my shit and let me just get my money off you gays and let me get out of here. That's how the energy felt. But I said, you know what? I could be taking it personal. Let me move on. It's not a big deal anymore. It's not a big deal. But the issue came for me when she started getting all these accolades and all this recognition as if she was this huge talent. And listen, I'm never the one to sit and discuss your personal life. I'm the one all for sue Tasha K and sue any bitch that is spreading lies about your personal life. That's not what I'm here for. Do I think that Cardi B is as humble and just so real as, you know, her original persona is? No, I think it's more of a marketing thing now, because that's how we've grown to love her. We've learned to love her personality. I don't really think that that is her personality, that she just so humble and real and girl next door. No. I think she's very cognizant of what she's doing and very calculated, or if not, the people around her are very calculated in that sense. Now, but when the whole hashtag came, you know, Cardi B drugging man or surviving Cardi B, I didn't participate in that. I don't participate in the things that tarnish your character as far as your personal life. Now, I don't believe I did. People ask me to talk about that all the time. I don't talk about that. We talk about the music over here. And if you can't handle critiques about the music, then girl, you better stop doing music. Because it's not fair that you can go around and say that, you know, you're in it for the money. It's not fair that Cardi B can go around and say she doesn't write her own music. It's not fair that she could say music is not about lyricism and writing. It's about living the lifestyle. Like, it's not fair to downplay it. It's not fair that because there's a such thing as social media now, that you, because you are popular and you have a personality, people that have worked their ass off and that are truly talented get the shit in of the stick, because maybe perhaps they don't have the personality that you have, so they don't get the credit and they don't get the awards. And in an arena where you should be awarded based on talent and not popularity. That's all I'm saying. And yes, I understand Cardi B does sell things. But this is where my issue with Cardi B goes. Cardi B, that's really fake and fraud of you to address a lot of us YouTubers that talk about you in a negative light, because I'll be the first one to say that I talk about her in a negative light. But at the same time, they never acknowledge the things that we do say. You know, for me, I write a very thin line. Yes, I love Nicki Minaj, you know, down. You know, I'm a Barb. Call me whatever you want. However, I will be one of the first ones to say, and I've said it all the time, that, you know, I understand why Cardi B is where she's at right now, because she is, or was, making better songs than Nicki Minaj. And, you know, nobody says anything when the Barbs come and attack me. You get what I'm saying? So I'm just left out in the cold on both sides because I'm trying to give an objective opinion. So, you know, nobody mentions the fact that we shout Cardi B out with her, you know, her press video being good. You know what I mean? I've given her plenty shout outs. I've said her press video is good. I've shouted her out on her body, her titties, everything. I've shouted her out on songs. I've even gave her the credit of saying that she is a little bit more musically relevant than Nicki Minaj. Now, this year, they're about neck and neck because I don't think Nicki Minaj is pushing Megatron, but I don't think Megatron really is taking off on its own. And I don't think Cardi B has a record that's really just taking off on its own either. So really, Cardi B's songs have not been as hot as they were last year. This year, she doesn't have a hot record. So my thing is this, Cardi. Just say you wanted some pressure, say you needed some attention. Yes, you give us views. Absolutely. We wouldn't talk about you if you didn't. Also, not all of us just talk bad about you. Just because we don't like something about you doesn't mean that we don't like you. You know what I mean? And the only other thing personally I said about Cardi B is when Schemo called into the show, I asked Schemo why Cardi B did not show him more love toward his music career if he's her quote-unquote best friend. And the reason why I asked him that is because Cardi B inserted Schemo in that Star Marie drama, and now Schemo is drugged into that drama with Tasha K, Cardi B, with Tasha K lying and alleging that Schemo, you know, attacked her and sent her threatening messages. But my thing is this, Cardi B, if Schemo is good enough for you to throw his name out there in the middle of some drama and controversy and bring him all that kind of traffic for some bull, then you should be at least able to bring the man some traffic towards his music. I think that that's fair enough. So she got mad, and Schemo never threw her under the bus, but I heard that she got mad at Schemo and felt some type of way, like he was talking down on about her because he called into the show. No, that wasn't the case, because he's always defended you, and he wouldn't even do the interview if he felt like we were going to talk about you. But the situation was, girl, I think that was kind of late of you to not help him promote his music. And listen, it's not that I don't think that you think his music is not good, because you guys have done music videos together. So why don't you promote his music? If you can throw him in the middle of some drama, you should be able to promote his music. That's all I was saying in that regard to your personal life and to your friendships. Now, as far as the music, as far as you being a rapper, you know that you're not the best rapper. You know that you're not a lyricist. And that's fine. This day and age, people are not looking for that. Yes, you do sell things. That's very, 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 very true. But at the same time, I still don't think that you should have gotten a Grammy Award over Nicki Minaj. Not to say that you don't deserve the Grammy Award, and I really don't think that you deserve the Grammy Award, because you just haven't been here yet. You haven't proven yourself to have the longevity. You haven't even done a tour. And so I just think it's a little weird that people who have done tours, sold out tours, worked with almost everybody in the industry, but yet they get snubbed for Grammys. And then Cardi B is the first female ever, female rapper ever to win album of the year at the BET Awards. Like, that's ridiculous. You're telling me every female that's coming before Cardi B was not deserving of a best rap album? I mean, best album of the year, but Cardi B was? You know, to me, that stuff is like weird. You know, unfortunately, it's not your fault, Cardi, but you are the one in the driver's seat. So, you know, you're going to have to take the fall for it. It is what it is. You knew this when you signed up for it. So, You're the face, so people are going to talk about it. Nobody cares about the people behind the scenes. You're the face of it all, so you're going to take the fall for whatever the situation is, period. So that's what I got to say on that. Don't come over here throwing shade at the YouTubers. Don't throw any subliminals, girl. Put a name on it or come and let's talk about it on the show. Because, listen, I want to talk about the music. I want to talk about the reality. We don't got to talk about your personal life, girl. I don't give a damn about that. And it's not that I even think that she's a piece of shit, because I don't think that she's a piece of shit. I do think that a lot of her stuff, the way that her success is, she's not successful based off of talent. She's successful based off of popularity, people being afraid to go against her for whatever reason. And I think that there's a distaste for Nicki Minaj in the industry by a lot of people. And so anybody that's remotely close to becoming more influential, more powerful than Nicki, they're definitely going to take that side. I don't think a lot of these people really give two shits about Cardi B. I'm just saying. It is what it is. And so if you can't handle that, maybe you should stop rapping. Because you're not getting no checks over here, girl. You got the checks. So I need my check, bitch. I'm broke. You know, they say I'm on your payroll when I'm saying, you know, I just don't understand how I could be one shitting on people when I'm on everybody's payroll and I'm still broke. How do that work? I'm still broke. I ain't got no money, but I'm on everybody's payroll. I don't know how that works. Anywho, for those that just missed it, I'm going to play this clip of you of what Cardi B said, because we got some more people in here, and then we're going to talk some more. Okay, So we got to, so us YouTubers got to watch out, because remember she was coming from the blogs. Now she's about to come for the YouTubers. However, listen, I don't know if she was talking about me directly, but I definitely felt like I was in there somewhere, especially when it comes to talking about her being a trash rapper. I don't think she's a trash rapper. I think she has a trash flow. And I don't think that she has a lot of rhythm. And however, I am a little, you know, for her to be a stripper, I feel like she doesn't have a lot of, you know, she has no rhythm at all, to be honest with you. And I don't feel like she finds the beat in her flow. And I don't like the way her flow is. Her flow is very staccato and very one-dimensional. She really doesn't switch it up. You don't. Are you upset because I said that you don't switch up your flow? Well, then, bitch, switch up your flow. But then don't switch it up to sound like Offset, because the second verse on Press sounds like Offset verse on Clout. So that's not switching it up sounding like your man. Go listen to Clout and then go listen to her second verse on Press. She sounds like Offset when she tried to go low. So, no. So, girl, you can get over yourself, okay? I don't know why you're so pressed right now, but I don't know if the time is slow or if things are not going on for you right now. See, this is the thing about Cardi B. Don't let her fool you. This is that shit that I'm telling you. She does this shit when nothing is going on. She has found a way to use social media to her gain. She doesn't have any music out right now because she got press. It's not doing well. Nobody's talking about her music, okay? Who knows where Offset is going, where he's at. He may not be around. He's busy doing his own damn thing, whatever the case may be. So what does she do? She goes on Instagram and rants and rants and rants and rants and rants. She doesn't rant at least every other day or definitely once or twice a week. But that's all a part of the marketing ploy. That's why if she could never get rid of her Instagram, because their Instagram is the publicity. I'm on to you, bitch. A lot of these other people might like be so stuck up in La La Land and don't realize the fucking games that you're playing. But I do. And guess what? I'm going to play them with you. So I'm going to talk about it. Every time you do some super shit, you want us to talk about it. So, girl, because it helps you and it's going to help me. So we are going to make money. Cardi B, thank you. So, all right, let's move on from that, and let's talk about T.I. and his event in L.A. So I guess he has like this trap museum. He has one in Atlanta, and so he opened a little trap house music art museum in L.A., and so he honored Cardi B and Nicki Minaj as the queens of rap, as the reigning queens of rap. Now, a lot of people felt some type of way about this here, okay? They feel as though Cardi B should not be on there. They feel like Nicki should be on there solely by herself. Now, this is where people are, okay, so this is where a lot of people are probably going to start to feel some type of way on both sides. Barbs, I don't want y'all going off on me, but we really do have to talk, okay? Y'all know I love Nicki, but I have to keep it a stat. Can I keep it a stat? All right. We got to keep it a stat right now. So here's the thing, people. I understand what T.I. was trying to do here. Okay, T.I. was trying to show camaraderie. He was trying to say there's room for both of them. But if you look at this picture, this says, you know, they said pictures are worth 1,000 words. I'm not going to give you 1,000 words. I'm just give you a couple. So here it is. When I see this picture, and if I'm Nicki Minaj looking at this picture, I'm worried. Or if I'm not worried, I'm understanding either the tide is going to turn, is turning, or I need to get it together, or it's time for me to bow out gracefully because there's becoming a shift. If I'm Cardi B, I'm like, all right, bitch, like, I'm going to go harder. This is go time. I'm not going to stop because these people are considering me the new queen. If I look at it like Nicki Minaj was sitting in a throne, a full chair, and now she has half of the chair. You know, Nicki Minaj was talking about having competition for so long. She's gotten competition, and it seems as though a little bit of Nicki Minaj is not stepping up to the plate and really delivering. And so when you guys get upset that Cardi B is on this throne like that with Nicki Minaj, you have to understand Nicki hasn't really been putting out music like she's been motivated. Nicki Minaj hasn't been as in our face. She hasn't been, you know, as relevant for her to just have the sole throne. She hasn't been out. As much as I love Nicki Minaj, she has not been putting herself out there and making relevant enough music for us to ignore the fact that Cardi B is here and yet making relevant music. You just can't. But, you know, some will still say that I hate Cardi B and I hate Nicki Minaj, and Cardi B probably won't hear that part of it, of this. But this is the truth. I love Nicki. Everybody knows I love Nicki. But in my love for Nicki, I get frustrated with Nicki because I'm trying to figure out, Nicki, are you rapping or do you not care? Like, where are you at with this? Do you want to do it? Or do you lack motivation? Do you really not care? Like, where are we going with this? Because the last few records, I'm not even talking about Megatron. I'm just talking about over the last year, ever since kind of like this Cardi B wave has come around, Nicki Minaj has been very much kind of like, I'll put something out. She ain't really been like, it's not a hungry Nicki at all. It's very much so, all right, I'll put it out because I can. But there's no like fire behind it. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on. And there's no way you can keep your seat if you're not going to really keep it, bitch. Like, you got to keep it. You can't coast through. This is because you're not playing a game. You're playing so many different games. This is not just a game of, you know, bar for bar talent. This is a game of, you know, staying relevant and you know, personality, and all these different things are adding to the throne. And so for me, I feel as though Nicki Minaj is like kind of checked out. She's here, but her head is not solely in the game. She's like, I'm here, but I'm not. But I feel like she's that way because it's like, bitch, if y'all gonna give it to this girl with zero rapping ability, then fuck it. There's no way I'm going to sit here and go back and forth with y'all because y'all know I can out-rap her. But if this is what you guys want to do, this is what is going to happen. Now, as far as Cardi B, I feel as though, listen, I understand why people feel like she shouldn't be in that seat. Cardi B hasn't even done a world tour. She didn't went on any tour. So there's no way how are you giving her the throne? But on the flip side, Cardi B has got best rap album of the year. Cardi B has won a Grammy. Cardi B, you know, is showing up to the Met Gala, you know, where all the A-listers show up, and she shut it down. She's going to these events and she's getting in, and she's being in the right places, and she's really an influential person in music. And not for nothing, you know, last year all her records were like top 10. Do I think that that's enough to make her a queen after 10 years? She can be a queen in her own right. I don't think that she needs to take she doesn't get the throne. But I'm not going to sit here and say Nicki just needs to sit on the throne just because it's Nicki Minaj. No, Nicki Minaj, if you ain't shitting to get off the pot. Ooh. Come on, Nick. That's what you said. If you ain't shitting, then get off the pot. So, girl, let's go. I'm just saying. So, you know, it's time. It's time. It's time to see what you're made of. It's time to see, you know, what's going on here. And a lot of people say, you know, this is good for him. This is good for them. This is to show camaraderie with women. No, this is not. This is saying a lot. This is saying that Cardi B has moved in, and Cardi B is literally the next queen of rap. Because if that was the case, why ain't there? Why I don't see Cash Doll? Why I don't see City Girls? Why don't I see all these different rappers? And here's another thing that you guys are not gonna do to me. You guys are not gonna Megan Thee Stallion me out. Okay, Megan Thee Stallion, we understand that Megan Thee Stallion is here, but Megan Thee Stallion has not proven herself to be that girl yet. Megan Thee Stallion is as much of a buzz she has, Megan Thee Stallion should have Song of the Summer right now. She doesn't have a single record that's hitting. Like, crazy, crazy, crazy. In my opinion. Of course, I like the one with her and the baby because I like the baby, but outside of that, Megan Thee Stallion really, like, she's good. She's cool. She's here. But, like, she should be moving right now. Like, she's like, you know, we don't know if we're going to get a hot. We don't know if it's going to be a hot girl summer next year. Like, it's a hot girl summer, but where's the hot girl music? Where's the hit? Like, y'all not going to Megan Thee Stallion me to death. She's a good artist. I think she needs to work on her songs. Her songs are not that great. Like, their songs are not sticking. The records are not sticking yet. But anyway, let's move on. Let's continue our conversation when it gets down to this Cardi B and Nicki Minaj situation. I understand why Cardi B is there. And I'll be lying to you if I told you I didn't, because at the end of the day, and I'm not even talking about this year, because this year, like I said, Cardi B, something is not right, something is off. But over the last year, Cardi B was making better – last year and the year before, Cardi B was making better records than Nicki Minaj, period. Cardi B is living – all of this stuff is going off of, you know, the Invasion of Privacy album. That was a very successful album for her, and all the records did well. But she's trying to do some new stuff, and it's not working. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens next year. I don't see a Grammy for Cardi B next year. I don't see a ton of billboards for Cardi next year. I don't see, you know, Queen talk next year. I do feel as though Nicki Minaj can get back in there. But if Nicki doesn't, if this next album is not where it needs to be done, then Nicki might go ahead and need to get off the pot. And we might need to just totally remove both of them. Because what we can't do also is just play games with Nicki Minaj. She's going to drop something here. She might drop something there. She might play a little game here. No, girl. If you want this, like, because the fans, we're ready. We're ready to go hard. But you're going to have to give us some shit to stand behind. We're not just going to just stand behind anything. I mean, some of the barbs is going to stand behind anything, but I have to be a logical one, okay? I'm going to have to be the one that you might not like every day. All right, let me take a few calls, okay? And we'll get into some things. Eight five nine 2120. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, what's going on?
Okay, so for the Cardi B and Nicki Minaj situation. I grew up listening to Nicki Minaj. I like her. I think she's talented and she's very creative. Before it's Cardi B.
Okay, her phone call dropped. All right, we're going to take another caller. 347-9394, you're live on the air.
Oh, Mom, what up, buddy?
Oh my God, I'm doing good. I just realized that my damn volume was up. I hope I wasn't blasting you guys out this whole damn time and nobody texted me and said anything.
Oh, shit.
Go ahead.
Oh, chilling. Yeah, I'm just calling to get my input on this. Like, I feel like this whole... All right, when it comes to Nikki, I feel like she's looking at it kind of like what you said. Like, all right, clearly the industry is pushing their agenda for some reason. So should I just go ahead and let this bitch just come in and do what she got to do and leave me the fuck down, let me go do what I got to do? Or... Well, can I come back and then this next album has to be like fire? I feel like Nikki is under so much pressure right now. Like, if this next album or next single don't do what it needs to do, not to be shady, but it's a wrap for Nikki, no shade. Because she got too much negative shit against her. She already got the GP that don't like her for whatever reason. Then you got the bandwagons that she's jumping on top of that. Then you got the industry people. Then you got Cardi people. Then you got Remy people. Then you got Kim people. You got all these people against you. So all that weighing on your shoulders, and she probably thinking, right, I already got millions in the bank. Like, is this shit really worth it? Like, niggas know what's up. The industry niggas, the real niggas know what it is. You know what I'm saying? So I can see her thinking about it that way. But my thing is, what I peeped and what I noticed is that Nikki needs to, it's a beautiful thing to be in love, but she needs to step away from that love shit, honestly, for a second, so she can really get back in her bag, like her bag, so this next album could be, you know, what it needs to be. Because I feel like she's too lovey-dovey right now, and it's just like, Nikki, girl, you worrying about love and all this other shit, but you have a career that's really just dangling in front of you, dangling, and the wrong move, somebody can come up, snatch that shit, and that's it, you out. But for Cardi, like you said, whenever it goes both ways when she does her rant, when ain't shit going on about Cardi, she finds any little thing to make a lob about. And she'll spread that shit, run with it, and then that lob turns into something else. Or she could have something that's been a drop and it's been kind of quiet, and then she'll do a lob and rant, and the next thing you know, she got new music out. Like she did for that clout shit with Honey Upset. It was kind of quiet. Then she just did some rant shit on live, doing her Cardi shit. Next thing you know, clout dropping at midnight. And you know what? Everybody go listen to this shit. But that's just crazy. That whole trap museum shit, how I feel like Nikki, now that's straight up disrespectful. Because like you said, looking at it with me knowing my
catalog. All right, caller, two more seconds.
Two more seconds. All right, yo, keep coming with the content, man. Good stuff.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
All right, we got to take Pisces Princess. Thank you for the super chat. We do take super chats to the front, okay? On my lunch break, but I want to weigh in, so I have to get you on the line. Let me get you in here. 4205. All right, boo, what's going on, love? Talk to me. Hello? Hold on. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yes. Pisces Princess. Can you hear me? I'll have to come back to you. All right, I have to come back to her because she wasn't ready. And she paid. Hello? Okay, I have to come back to her. Okay, 347-7677. You're live on the air.
How you doing, Armand? How are you?
Brooklyn, I'm doing good. How are you? Shout out to New York.
Good. No cursing today. Thank you.
Okay.
Brooklyn, New York. No cursing today, sweetie, okay?
Okay.
All right. So listen to me. Okay. First of all, right, Nicki Minaj, this is what I think is going on. She needs to reinvent herself. That's number one. Because remember, she's still on the same type of look and rapping that she was doing when she was with Lil Wayne and Drake and them. Remember when there was a big machine, Drake, Lil Wayne, and you know, they were all together making money, and now she's not with she's cool with Lil Wayne, but Lil Wayne is really not that hot anymore. Drake is doing his thing and he ain't really rocking with her too much. So she needs to sort of like reinvent herself and try to like get down with someone, get down with a crew to boost her back up. All right. With Cardi B, she's younger. She's a new thing. If you hear what she said, and I've been saying this for the longest, she has corporate behind her. You see what her focus is? Her focus is on the numbers and making money. She doesn't care about being a best rapper. She cares about bringing in the money. And that's what corporate is behind her and pushing her agenda, because she's the money maker right now. You understand what I'm saying?
Nicki I totally understand, but that's why people are frustrated. Anybody can see that. That's why it's like you guys are giving her these awards and giving her the title of the queen of rap, and really it's just all about propaganda and what's going to sell to these little kids. It's not about the talent. It's like, what can we sell to the masses and the public? Because people are so dumb, they'll just buy anything because they're looking for someone to look up to.
Exactly, Amon. That is exactly the you put it the best. You know what I'm saying? It's propaganda. Propaganda, because now this new generation, because remember, Cardi B is being marketed to the younger generation. Look at Nicki Minaj. What is she, in her 30s now or whatever? In her middle 30s or something? I'm not really sure. But Cardi B is in her 20s. She's marketed to girls way younger. Nicki Minaj, okay, she still got people, but the younger generation ain't trying to listen to Nicki Minaj. They want something new. They want something fresh. And another thing, this is what I wanted to say. Remember back in the days when LL Cool J was hot, you know, but then they started grooming him for movies and then for TV and stuff like that. I feel that they're trying to do that. They're trying to do that with Cardi B. Now she's doing a movie with J-Lo or whatever. So if they see that she can start acting, because remember what her management said. They said she's not really a rapper. She's an entertainer. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So now watch them start grooming her to get her into the movies and into television. If that hits, right? She's going to start gearing into that. And Nicki Minaj, I'm sorry to say, either she changes her look, and she's not as hungry. Because you know how, like, the entertainment, right? You're hungry, you know, your show is popping, da-da-da-da. She already got money.
10 more seconds. Yep.
She got money. She's hungry as before. I love you, Amon. Thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to speak my mind again.
No problem.
Have a great one.
Bye. All right, yes, let's take some more. Last 41975. You're live. Hold on. Let's see if Pisces Princess is on here now. Okay. 4205. Hello. 619-4205. Okay, let me try something. Let me see. Let me try something, because I'm going to see if – let me see something. Let's see if this works.
Hello. You have reached me at phone number 619.
No. She didn't answer. I tried to call you back, girl.
Hello. Hi, can you hear me now?
Yes, I called you.
Yeah, I don't know why you can't hear me on the other one.
I don't know, girl, but I was trying to get to you before you go back to lunch.
Yes. Am I live?
Yes.
Okay, so a question. This whole thing T.I. put together is a museum, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's observing music history, correct?
Yes.
So why in the world would somebody like Nicki Minaj, with a catalog that she has, share a throne with Cardi B? Nicki Minaj has been in this game for a long time. That's like one of these new NBA players coming in, sharing a throne with Michael Jordan. It don't matter what Jordan did today. It don't matter what Jordan did tomorrow. He's still Jordan. She's still Nicki. She shouldn't have to share no throne with Cardi B because she put her foot in the game long enough to have her own. So why should she share a throne?
Hey, you know, maybe they're trying to show. I feel as though that T.I. was trying to show the camaraderie, like there could be two queens. But I would,
can
if
T.I.
I was Nicki, I didn't.
That black?
If I seen that, I wouldn't take that as, you know, as two queens. I would look at it as like they are pushing this agenda, like Cardi is the next queen, and I'm moving
exactly.
out. They pushing me out. That's how I would have took it.
Yeah, no, she can't share a throne with her because she hasn't put in enough work to share a throne with her. And that's what I mean about participation awards. They just giving it out to her. She ain't got to earn it, but Nikki has to start from the bottom up. I feel like it's an attack against her. At first, I didn't see the hate train, but they coming in deep. This was a disrespect and a spit in Nicki Minaj's face.
You know what? And you, I'm kind of rocking with you now that I'm thinking about it, because now I'm like, okay, well, if this is the museum, museums typically have history and things like that. So maybe
exactly. She
should have just had her own throne. But if that's the case, shit, you got to give Little Kim a throne too?
Exactly. But even still, while Little Kim was inspirational and did great things, nobody can deny how much Nicki has changed the face of rap. Nobody can deny that. Little Kim came in. She is awesome. I'm not going to take nothing away from her. But
uh-huh.
She came in a very saturated field. Nicki Minaj came in when female rap was dead and revived it. So why shouldn't she get that respect?
Yes. I agree. But
thank
T.I.
you so
is...
much for going out of your way to make sure you take my call. I really appreciate you.
No, I appreciate you for calling. Thank you. You always provide great input. So thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Bye.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah, I like her. But yeah, you know, she has a point there, people. She definitely has a point. I'm kind of with her too. So listen, let's talk about it. Let me take another caller. Last 4-8-6-8-6. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armin.
Hey, what's going on?
Okay, so I have 2 points, and I'm going to try to make them quick because I know you got a lot of people going on, a lot of things. So number one with Nicki, I love Nicki, big fan. The issue is number one, a lot of things could work in her favor if she stopped responding. Now, when you think of, like, the Holy Trinity, Beyonce, Nicki, Rihanna, I'm not comparing her to Beyonce because they're two different people, but if Normani was to get 2 number ones and 5 Grammys, Beyonce would not say shit. Normani could get Album of the Year if an album came out. She would have not said shit because everybody knows that you deserved it. You have a whole platform called Queen Radio where you could really be getting into your music and real things. The first hour, you playing music, you ain't even there. The second
right.
hour, you laughing and kikiing, and you're never about the music. Queen Radio as a lyrical rapper was one of her best, like as a rapper, was hard, like Hard White, LLC, Miami, was so good, but you never made it about the music. You made it about other bullshit. Number two, the documentary. The documentary would have worked in her favor. So good. Just imagine, okay, like let's say, for example, the bullshit when her tour got canceled. Imagine the documentary. You see Beyonce, I mean, you see Nicki at dance rehearsal. And she gets a phone call. It's canceled. I don't know what's going on. We had to cancel it. And seeing her like, oh, but I worked so hard. Seeing her. Do you know how shit like that would have worked in her favor if she made it
yes.
about the content? Like, it would have worked in her favor so good. But instead, when you could make things about content, you giving people cocksucker of the day, cocksucker of the week. You going up. It's just like, niece. Things could work. Like, we all know you deserve it. Just like everybody knew Beyonce deserved Album of the Year when it came to the Grammy.
Over Adele.
The best album.
Yes.
Over Adele. But Adele had said that even though everybody knew it, Beyonce never had to say anything. Everybody already knew she deserved it. You've been in the game 10 years. You are a living legend. Stop. And another thing, and this is my last point. She's too accessible to the point where people see her as a peer. Cash Doll, Asian Doll, they should not be seeing you as a peer. When you go to Beyonce, you see her as the queen. That's not your sis. You see her, hey, how you doing, Miss B? It's a respect thing. People see you as your good sis. Like, video quality. It's so many things that you could be doing that's so much better. Like, Megan Thee Stallion only been out not even a year, and some of the video quality be looking better than half the shit she's putting out. It's like, Nicki, you're a queen. Like, the stuff that these bitches have, they shouldn't even have access to. It's about being, she needs to stop being accessible. Queen, like, whenever Queen came out, the first, every Queen Radio episode, this episode we talking about Hard White, the next one we talking about LLC, the next one we talking about Good Form, we would have been getting into the actual content because nobody really gets into your music because you want to talk about other shit. We all know you're the best rapper. Nobody ever took that away, but you took that away when you never made it about the content. That's my thing.
You know what? you speaking facts. Honestly, I agree with everything that you said 100%. And one thing I would just like to add to that, it's, I was literally in my car driving yesterday, and I was thinking, Queen Radio, why is she not doing freestyles? Like, she should be getting up there, dropping a beat,
exactly,
and just dropping bars. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, or get back to the days where you go on those press runs, like go sit up there with Funkmaster Flex and do a freestyle, like
she
really
go
show
back
the
to
people.
The Breakfast Club. Do you know how that would work in her favor?
Yes,
go back.
Yes,
even
go
though
back.
They don't like you, it would build so
right.
much character. Go to the Breakfast Club and let's like do it, like girl, like.
But not even,
about
the Breakfast Club first. Don't even go up there to talk. Like she needs to go and rap. And, like, literally go on, like, Sway in the Morning and go drop a nasty freestyle and let bitches know, like, this is why I'm who I am. Like, she don't do that no more. She don't do that. Like, literally, she don't do that. That's why I'm like, has she lost the motivation? Because we, the fans, we on 10, but, bitch, we can't be on 10 if you on 7.
Right, and that's what I don't understand that. Like, it's so many things that's like, even like stuff as the Met Gala. Girl, you're a queen. Did you really walk out there like that? You're a queen. Like,
right.
It's just stuff that like you're supposed to be on the high level. That's like Madonna, and because people try to make the whole thing about age. Madonna is damn near 60, 70 years old, and that bitch just got a number one album. It's about making it about the content. It's about making it about the work. Lil Kim, mm-hmm. she has every opportunity to put out an album, but hasn't. Remy Ma had every opportunity to put out a 7 Winners in 6 Summers should have came out 7 Winners in 6 Summers ago. You are still queen, girl. You have to make it about the music, like, and really get into some things. When she was talking about Cardi or, like, how people treated her, had you put that in the goddamn music? My God. That's all I'm saying.
Right. Well,
one more thing,
because I like this, but to be on, you know, give Nicki a little credit, you know, we don't, you know, sometimes it's not about the music. I think you're absolutely right about that. But, however, Cardi B goes on a rant every week, every other day, talking about the industry and the blogs and YouTubers, and nobody says anything. But the minute Nicki Minaj does it, then she's bitter. She's
because
emotional.
Nobody sees Cardi
she
as
focus
the queen.
On the, well, a lot of, well, they obviously do now here. They got her sitting up in the museum in the chairing
yeah,
the throne. But these are the narratives that are being pushed. This is what the industry is pushing. You know, they're using their platforms to show, okay, listen, this picture is speaking volume.
That's true, too. That's true. I get
you know, it's all perception. Perception becomes in the reality. So I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's the yin and yang. But you know what? Thank you for your input. It was fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. All right. Listen, guys, I want to thank you guys all for coming in and joining us. We had a fantastic show today. We're going to probably take a couple of more, and then we're going to get out of here. Listen, if you guys haven't subscribed to the channel, please make sure you do so. Moderators, please put the links in the comments. Also, we will be doing a little cash giveaway for our members only, and we will be doing a members only live soon. I got some time before the month is over. So we will be doing a members-only exclusive live. We'll talk, and, you know, it'll be a light live. It'll be cool. So if you guys want to join that, make sure you guys get your memberships. Also, the Tarot Lounge. We do the Tarot Lounge. I'm going to try to do it on the weekends. Something new that I'm trying out. I'm learning. I'm liking it. So I realize it's not for everybody. So I totally get that. You know, if it's not your thing, don't come. But if you do like tarot and, you know, celebrity readings and personal readings, it's cool. Please subscribe to the channel. So if you guys can put the link in there, we're trying to get to at least 1,000 subscribers. Okay. We only have like 500. So the more people that can subscribe, it'll be really, really great. All right. So we got another caller. 8035. Okay. Let's see where she's at. Okay, I don't see that number. All right. Oh, there she is. Okay, 8035. You jumped ahead of the line quick. What's going on?
Hey, Armand. How are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm fine. Listen, Nikki is very good at what she does, and I'm going to piggyback off the last caller. I've been calling it out, saying, why don't you get into the content of what matters? Why don't you put all this beef and drama, all this rah-rah behind you, and just steady drop shit? When you get on your radio show, you are on that bitch playing your freestyles, your freestyling. I mean, she can do exclusives of, oh, guys, I got a new track, drop a brand new track. But you get on there and you're trying to bash other people, and it makes you look bad in a way, and it makes you look bitter in a way, because it's like, really? And I think that's kind of why a lot of people have pulled back from Nikki and have a lot to say about Nikki, because she gets on her platform and she bashes people that really have nothing to do with her situation. When she went to the Met Gala, I'm not going to lie, I was a very big fan of Nikki, and that Met Gala look was very, very disappointing. It was very disappointing because, Nikki, you serve. You are the queen. You have always been the one people have talked about. And for you to come to the Met Gala looking like that, that was just a fucking disgrace to everything that you have done. And it's upsetting and it's disappointing. And I think that's why people are starting to gravitate more towards Cardi, because they're like, okay, bitch, you come in and you stop. You putting a stop to a lot of shit. But it's like, Nikki, you can't just lay down like this. I understand Nikki's not going to go out without a fight, mm-hmm. but you're not putting up a good fight. You're making
yourself
look
dumb. She's like half in and she's half out.
Half out, yes. And it's like, you're really not putting up a good fight. We get it. We understand it. But Nikki, you have to do better. We can't support you if you aren't going to support yourself. And it's crazy because you keep canceling tour after tour after tour after tour after tour. Why do you keep canceling this shit? Why do you keep postponing it? You canceled the tour of Future, your UK show. That was a flop. Then the Chris Brown situation, you canceled that too. Like, what are you doing? You have to do something. If you don't want to lay down, and I get it. She doesn't want to lay down and she doesn't want to go out without a fight. But how can your fans continue to fight for you if you will not fight for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Your fans, they're not supporting you 100%. Yeah, they get online and they harass people. They do all this extra shit. But you need to tell your fans, hey, listen, I understand I'm y'all queen, but y'all got to support me. Because, hey, if I'm going to put up a fight, y'all got to help me put up a fight. Also,
but I think the issue is she's not putting up a big enough fight.
Exactly. She's not fighting hard enough. And it's giving Cardi everything she needs to succeed. Because right now, Cardi sees what's going on. It's just not chickens. And what you're doing is you're allowing this girl to dethrone you and throw you off your throne. I've never seen anybody make Nikki this shook, and Cardi has her shook, because this woman is not putting up a hard enough fight. She's getting online, doing all this extra ass shit. She's starting to turn out to be ratchet. She's doing all this extra ass shit, and it's like, Nikki, this was never your image. You were never this person. What happened to you? You are letting yourself go, and you cannot do that. The last thing you want to do is go out the game like this. So if I get it together, when you get on your radio station, I wouldn't even address none of the bullshit. You have a lot of people that listen to her radio station. I will be dropping exclusive content on my radio station that nobody has access to.
Mm-hmm.
I will be playing my old jams. I will
be doing all
kinds of shit.
Yeah, I think you're right, caller. Hopefully she sees it. I just want her to be motivated again. I don't feel like she's all the way motivated.
But every time I will open up my radio station, guess what? I will have a brand new track to drop. Just for my fans, exclusive shit only, something I just came out with only, to keep people interested and be like, oh, did y'all listen to Cream Radio? Nikki just came out with a brand new hit. She just dropped a brand new hit. and it's on my radio station, people are already going to listen for the hoorah and extra shit because that's what people are expecting you to do. You get what I'm saying? Because that's how you started your radio station. So just imagine if you were to take that time, make a badass banging-ass song, and you drop that bitch on your radio station, and you keep dropping them every time you get your ass on there.
Right. All right, Carla, two more seconds.
That's all I got to say, Armand. Great show.
Thank
love
you.
You, and you have a great day.
And thank you for the donation. Okay, love. Bye. Have a great day.
All right.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
All right. All right, if there's no one else, listen, we're taking Super Chats to the front, or we are going to actually wrap it up. So let me know what you guys, if anybody's ready. Listen, I got on my my summer shirt today. But anywho, a lot was said as far as Cardi B and the YouTubers. Girl, everybody don't hate you, Cardi B. We don't hate you over here at the Armand Wiggins Show. We do talk music. So if you can't, we give you your credit when it's due, and then we talk about you. We take away credit when it's not due. And so, and we do give you the credit that you deserve when it comes to clickbait. Now, you need to give me the credit that I deserve and say you watched the show. When you can give me credit and tell me that you watched this damn show, I can give you the credit that you deserve. Give me the credit that you watching the show and stop trying to subliminally talk. Okay. Alexis Diller, I would like to see your dads today. I don't know what that is, but thank you for the $20. And as far as Nikki, listen, Nikki, I'm with you, but the people are spoken. They want the music. They want, but they want the motivated. They want the hungry Nikki. And I've been saying this. So I just need to, I'm just trying to see, like, this next album really needs to feel like a hungry Nikki. And so this next album really needs to feel like a hungry Nikki, okay? So, all right, guys, make sure you guys, let's keep the conversation going in the comments below. Make sure you guys like, share, and subscribe. And until next time, I want you to keep that same energy.